In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Hello and welcome to Horizon Magazine. I'm your host, Vida Montakhab, and more than pleased you could join us for yet another edition of this program. In today's fast-paced world of technology, it just requires few seconds to do any work. In such a scenario, being patient is asking for too much. We are attuned to finding quick fixes, but at times being calm and patient can solve the biggest problems. So it's very important for any individual to have patience to face an unpredictable life. The topic of our today's discussion is patience, an essential quality for all of us. As usual, please pick up the phone, call us at the numbers you see on your screen during the show, and share your personal experiences with us. Now it's time to listen to the prayer of the day and reflect on its deep concepts.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. O Pardoner, O Allah, O the One who joins the broken hearts and the bones. In fact, such power is possessed only by you, and the joining and gathering by the creations is but due to your attribute of imposing your will.
Amen. Patience, the focus of about 200 verses of the Holy Quran and referred to indirectly in many others, may be termed the core subject of the scriptures. We are all tested in various ways by Allah in this world. In the Holy Quran, in Surah 2, verse 155, Allah states that He will test us. Be sure we shall test you with something of fear and hunger, some loss in goods or lives, or the fruits of your toil, but give glad tidings to those who patiently persevere. Similarly, the traditions have laid great emphasis on the importance of patience. The Prophet once said, "Listen and obey and be patient." On another occasion, he observed, "God has commanded man to be patient and forgiving." Now it's time to take a quick break. We'll come back soon. Stay with us. Welcome back to Horizon Magazine. Now on the line, we have our first guest. Hello and welcome to our program. Okay, do you have my voice, and are you kind enough to introduce yourself?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Not bad, thank you. Welcome to our program. Would you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Nuraboy.
Okay, we are happy to have you in our program. Mr. Nuraboy, today we are talking about patience.
Yeah.
And are you kind enough to provide us with some examples of the cases that you managed to be patient when you encountered difficulties in life?
Yeah, for example, how can I say? Let me say you an example. I had a big problem in my life, and I couldn't find it out. I didn't know what to do. I had started fighting life. There was no positive consequences for me. I remember that I couldn't talk with anyone. Then I started talking with my dad about it. He suggested to be patient in order to get it sorted out. So, because there was no way back, I practiced working on it. In the first place, it was not working so much well. Then. By the passage of time, it calmed down on me, and I found a little hope of it arose itself to me, and it suddenly started working. So my problem was dealt with perfectly well, and now I believe that if it hadn't been my dad's help, I wouldn't have been able to solve it myself. And just because I deal with the problem that I had on my dad's recommendation. From then on, I promised myself to not only to be patient, ever possible and at any price, but also to suggest whomever I had a relationship with, then that maybe people do not like it and tell you that it's not a good way, mm-hmm. and they will see, they will understand the exact consequences of it.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Noghabai. And how do you define patience?
Yeah?
How do you define patience, Mr. Noghabai?
Patience, in my idea, patience is one of the best and most valuable virtues of life. You know, through patience, an individual can grow closer to God. In other words, patience serves as a protection against wrongs and problems, just as claws do against cold. So if you wear more claws as the cold increases, it will have no power to hurt you. Mm-hmm. So in like manner, you must grow in patience when you meet, problems, wrongs, and then they will be powerless to vex your mind. So, despite all difficulties, you must strive and go forward. You know, one of the best recommendations to fight being impatient is expect the unexpected. For example, you have plans, but things don't always work out as planned. People should accept the twists and turns in life. Mm-hmm. You know, they must keep their expectation realistic. This applies not only to circumstances, but also to behavior of those around us. For example, if you find yourself blowing up over your child or your spouse accidentally spilling a drink, you're not in touch with the fact that people aren't perfect. Even the occasion is not an isolated incident, but instead caused by their, repeated neglect and carelessness. Losing your patience is not going to make it any better.
Many thanks, Mr. Noghabai, for your definition of patience and also the examples. It was a great talk and hope to see you again on this program.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.
One of the most time-tested philosophy of the most successful people around the world is patience makes you reach to the stars. With patience, we naturally become more comfortable with ourselves and allow the rush of life to slow down. So how do we learn the art of being patient? Luckily, being patient is something that we can all nurture and cultivate. We need to go back to basics and work on the assumption that things will inevitably take time to complete. We should learn to be more accepting of the things that need time instead of wanting to rush jobs through so that they are finished. Now it's time to take a quick break. Please stay with us. There is much more to come. Welcome back to Horizon Magazine. Now it's time to shift our attention to our today's report. Please take a look.
We are currently at a temporary exhibition venue of the museum. As we are duty-bound and considering the general interest of the public on some occasions, if possible, we temporarily showcase a valuable set of works in the storage in this venue and invite esteemed people in advance. The works at Reza Abbasi Museum are unique. I can claim that the collection we possess is almost peerless in the entire world. The manuscript, calligraphy, and painting sections are a different story. We decided to hold a temporary exhibition of religious works at Reza Abbasi Museum during the Muharram morning days in this venue, and you can see some of those works in this exhibition. In this exhibit, we showcase a collection of invaluable copies of the Quran dating back from the 3rd and 4th centuries to the Qajari dynasty for the visitors. Well, manuscripts and paintings are among the most valuable works at Reza Abbasi Museum. In this picture, you see an example of the famous Baysanghuri script dating back to the 9th century on the Islamic calendar. It's a writing which was titled The Bride of the Handwritings in its era because of its geometrical beauty and the strength of the pen. These works are so valuable that you can see some of them in world-renowned museums around the globe. We are honored to possess 12 pieces of these invaluable copies of the Quran, and these works, along with similar works, especially by Songor Quran, are designed in contemporary style. What you see in this picture is in Taimuri-era handwriting with Qajari designs, which makes it doubly valuable. I have to mention that Reza Abbasi Museum has kept a very rich collection in the calligraphy section dating back from 3rd and 4th centuries on the Islamic calendar until the Qajari era in the form of precious copies of the Quran, supplication books, and some works of calligraphy by great artists such as Mir Emad and many other outstanding calligraphers such as Ghulam Reza Isfahani.
Thanks for watching. Do you find that impatient people tend to want things done yesterday? They certainly don't like to waste time in getting the job done, but while they work on that, they are actually forgetting to enjoy the experience that goes with it. Working on a project, however long that project takes, is an experience in itself. How much more gratifying is it to know that it's because we didn't rush the project that we actually enjoyed it more. Now it's time to take a quick break. We'll come back soon. Please stay with us. Now, on the line, we have Dr. Baqir Shahi from Sadra Islamic Philosophy Research Institute. Dr. Baqir Shahi, hello and welcome to our program.
Hello.
We are very happy to have you on this program, Dr. Baqir Shahi.
I'm also very happy that in this program I'd like to talk something about Mullah Sadra's philosophical teachings.
Welcome. Dr. Baqir Shahi, the name of your institute is Sadra Islamic Philosophy Research Institute. And Sadra has been derived from Mullah Sadra, who is a great Iranian Shia Islamic philosopher. Are you kind enough to provide us with more information on him?
Yes, as you said, Mullah Sadra's philosophical teaching is the main goal of Mullah Sadra philosophical Philosophical Research Institute, and they try to introduce Mullah Sadra's philosophical teachings into the world. First of all, I would like to say something about Mulla Sadr's contribution to the world of Islam for the, and philosophy. Mulla Sadr is one of the great philosophical figures of the world of Islam. And the importance of Mulla Sadr is that he not only succeeded to reconcile different trends of Islamic thoughts, but also succeeded to bring together different paths of knowledge. By different trends, I mean preparatory school, illuminationist school, and theology and mysticism. And by different paths of knowledge, I mean intellect, intuition, and revelation. You know, before Mulla Sadr, there was a heated debate among these scholars regarding some Islamic issues, and none of them succeeded to solve these problems. But Mulla Sadr, by studying all these schools and having very good command of all these schools, succeeded to reconcile them and bring about a new paradigm from which he succeeded to approach these philosophical issues and to some extent solve all these problems. So after reconciling all these schools, he developed his own philosophy, which is called transcendent philosophy. So transcendent philosophy, we can say, is a meeting point of all these schools. And this transcendent philosophy is associated with Mulla Sadr's name. So Mulla Sadr is known for this compromise among all these schools.
Thank you very much, Dr. Baghir Shahi, and I'm awfully sorry that I have to jump in, but are you kind enough to elaborate on your objectives of your institute?
You know, the main objective of this institute is to introduce Mulla Sadr's philosophical teachings to the world by holding different seminars and congregations and gatherings at international and national levels, and publishing some books and journals in Persian, Arabic, and English languages. And the other mission of this center is to edit Mulla Sadr's own books. And in order to do this mission, they have invited many experts from different universities in order to edit Mulla Sadr's books. This institute also undertaken to compile an English encyclopedic type of books called History of Philosophy in the East and West. And for this purpose, they have invited university professors and seminary scholars in order to carry out this mission. This institute also publishes two research journals named Khiratname and History of Philosophy. And also, they have invited many university scholars to contribute their thought-provoking articles to these journals. And this institute also translated so far more than 25 volumes books in English and contain articles from different scholars. You know, the main objective of this institute is to introduce Islamic philosophy, particularly Mulla Sadr's philosophy, and also to correct, edit, and translate Mulla Sadr's books and consolidate the foundations of philosophy and religious thoughts, and promote religious thought in their society, and also to communicate with philosophers and scholars throughout the world.
Okay.
And one of the other objectives of this institute is to support philosophical researchers throughout the world.
Very good. It's very nice that you have interaction with philosophers all over the world. Many thanks, Dr. Baqir Shahi, for your remarks, and I wish you ever-growing success.
Welcome.
Thank you. Bye. Just like we manage to accept what we set out to achieve, we also need to accept that we sometimes have to wait for some of those outcomes. We don't always have our answers straight away. That, of course, takes time, but so too does the art of being patient. Once we learned how to achieve it, we'll go on to replicate success in so many areas of our lives. Please don't go away. We'll come back soon. And there's nobody to count your tears. Just remember, no matter where you are, Allah knows. Allah knows. When you're carrying a monster load, and you wonder how far you can go, with every step on that road that you take, Allah knows, Allah knows. No matter what inside or out, there's one thing of which there's no doubt, Allah knows, Allah knows. Special someone, feel your whole life has barely begun. You can walk on the moon, shout it to everyone. Allah knows, Allah knows. When you gaze with love in your eyes, catch a glimpse of paradise, and you see your child take the first breath of life. Allah knows. No matter what inside or out, there's one thing of which there's no doubt. Allah knows, Allah knows. And whatever lies in the heavens and the earth, every star in this whole universe, Allah knows, Allah knows. Every grain of sand, hello again. You are watching Horizon Magazine, coming to you live from Tehran. Now on the line, we have one of our viewers. Hello, and would you please introduce yourself?
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, I'm Muhammad Amin Khajar Nasaf from Varami.
Mr. Khojavi Nassaf, we are very happy to have you on our program. And you know that today we are talking about patience and the importance of being patient when encountering difficulties in life. And the question that I have for you is that how can we develop and cultivate patience, and how could we learn the art of being patient?
To my point of view, actually a couple of days ago something happened for me that it's so interesting, and I want to tell you before that to explain something.
Okay,
that
please go on.
A couple of days ago I do some works for my friends that we are actually best friends at high school, and some other students thinks that I do some wrong actions. Mm-hmm. But actually I do the best work, and after a time they say lots of bad words behind me, and when I understood from my friends, other friends,
mm-hmm.
I understand I was so upset, and I wanted to go some words to them. But after a time, I remember God, and I remember our prophet, that he was always patient and could solve the problem with patience. And
very
after
good.
A time, I became so calm, and I actually became so calm, and I could solve the problem after a time. But when my friends understood that their works was too bad, they returned to me and said, "Please forgive us. It was our mistakes. Please forgive us." And I just laughed at them, and I said, "Okay, it doesn't have any problem."
Very good. And it's quite interesting that you managed to suppress your anger and remain patient. And
no,
many thanks for your example.
At that time, I was so angry. I wanted just to tell you that I remember God on that time, and God was with me, that I could be so calm on that time.
Very good. And what about the question?
Would you please tell
me
again?
How could we develop patience? How could we learn the art of being patient?
Actually, in our culture, when you see in our society, you can learn lots of things with since our people. Every people actually knows some hadith that is in their mind about our prophet or our imam, everything. Or no, you can read in Quran. Everything that you want to learn, we have in Quran. Or every hadith, every clergyman that is in mosque, you can ask them how you can improve your patient and develop on that time. And I myself was a person who that I read actually lots of hadiths and memorized them. And I actually most of the time remember to my friends and want to help to them. But some of them are so bad, and they cannot come to my ways, that a way that I am. They always laugh at me. But after a time, they can understand again my way is the best. And they return, and they are now, after a while, that you can see we are actually 6 months we passed after for actually graduate, they are so patient now, because the beginning of the time that we were together, they were so actually, they wanted to decide so fast.
So somehow they are ashamed of their action.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Khojavi. It was a brilliant talk.
Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Bye.
Have a good time.
Patience makes a person capable of finding a positive and successful solution to any problem. When someone explodes with anger while facing his adversary, he loses the faculty to respond effectively or to think of well-planned action. But when he applies patience and tolerance, he finds himself competent to make a rational move instead of an impulsive reaction. History testifies that one who acts on impulses and emotional reactions invariably fails, and one who responds rationally always succeeds. Welcome back. The present world is fashioned in such a way that everyone is necessarily confronted with unpleasant matters at one time or another. Things which are unbearable have somehow to be borne. Frightening events have to be witnessed, and all kinds of pain have to be suffered. In such situations, succumbing to impatience leads to the kind of unnecessary emotional involvement, which is counterproductive, while a demonstration of patience has a healing and beneficial effect. Success in the present world is destined only for those who display patience in adverse circumstances. When you are patient, you know that the achievement of your goal will take time, which is the proper and healthy way to view it. Because it will take time, you know that hard work is going to be involved. You know and expect that setbacks will occur. When it's all said and done, you know that you will inevitably achieve what you set out to accomplish and that you will have done it with quality. Patience gives you the ability to place everything along your journey in the big picture. You see the lessons that you learn and you become aware of how they can help you. In other words, you leverage every experience along the way and maximize its use. Because you see things in the big picture, you anticipate roadblocks instead of being surprised by them, which makes them easier to deal with. When you become impatient, you think short term and quit and miss that moment where everything clicks together. Cultivating patience supports the belief that you know you'll get what you want in due time. It's the bridge connecting your vision to your end game, and without it, nothing of great achievement will ever be accomplished. Patience is necessary to be successful in life. It will help you to start from scratch to end with the world's biggest thing. If you have patience, you have the strongest weapon to cope with any difficult situation in life. Similarly, any decision taken with patience will be the best decision. Let us always remember that patience indeed is a virtue, and a powerful virtue that can transform a society in the long run. We must therefore make patience as one of the pillars of our life principles. We must exercise this virtue every so often so that one day we will not regret all the things that may happen to our lives. That's all the time we have for this edition of Horizon Magazine. Thanks for watching. You could have access to this program and the previous editions of Horizon Magazine at english.sahartv.ir. God willing, we'll be here next week at the same time. Until then, goodbye and have a great time.